Welcome to Lending a Hand with your host, Keaton Lender.
I am at a bit of a loss today. Not for motivation or optimism, but just watching how this country has unfolded in 24 hours with this election. We're so divided, you know, that no matter what happens, win or lose, for Joe Biden or Donald Trump, we need to come together. And if we can't come together, we're going to have some serious issues. I've heard people talk about civil war. Civil freaking war. That shouldn't even be in the conversation. This is the greatest country in the world. We need to start acting like it. Because if you don't wake up, and I know there's a lot of oppressed people in this nation, but even the oppressed and even the poverty-stricken have televisions, have running water. And I hope that grabs some ears, because it is the truth in this country. We are not a third world country. That is why they have the definition of third world. And we need to start acting like it. We need to start accepting our responsibility all the way up, especially to the politicians and the heads of this country in the Congress and the Senate. Because we need to realize that we're changing quickly. I heard a statistic on The Social Dilemma. If you haven't watched it on Netflix, it's a beautiful documentary. And it will explain a lot of your questions on how the internet tracks you. One of these statistics was talking about how fast and at the rate at which technology is increasing compared to how humans are adapting to the world. And I believe that you can understand, like in 10,000 years, we haven't changed that much psychologically. I'll give you an example. Fight or flight mode. We've all been in that instinct to either fight or flight. That is something that we don't always need anymore, because we don't really have to run away or fight right then and there. There are exceptions. However, what the social dilemma meant was that in comparison to how technology has increased in the past 100 years, it's a trillion to one. There's a lot of factors, but we are increasing through technology so quick. And I think we all, at least if you don't agree with this, maybe I can sway you to believe that we are extensions. Our phones are extensions of us. They are what we look up. They are where we spend our time. They are our tools if we use them that way. But how many of us don't use our tools the right way? Like a hammer. You have to use the hammer for the appropriate reason. It won't screw in the screw. This tool is a pocket knife. It does everything. Start using it to your advantage, even from a podcast standpoint, because I started recording this with my phone. You can go back and listen to the first few episodes, which were terrible. And I started with my phone. I wanted to go 100% unedited, publish this afternoon, and talk about where I'm at. From a mental standpoint, from an optimism standpoint. And I hope that you all are in good spirits. Because you can choose to either be in good spirits or a bad attitude. Let me answer the phone call really quick.
I had a phone call there right in the middle of the podcast show here. Thanks, Mom. I appreciate that. Shout out to you checking on me. Before we get off of here, because we're nearing the 5-minute mark, I think we just passed it, and I've been trying to keep these episodes around 5 minutes. I really want to hear your input on the next few weeks, thoughts, ideas. I had a few friends reach out who just wanted shout outs. We need people that have ideas that they want discussed, problems, or if you'd like to be a guest, feel free. Direct message me, Keaton Linder, on my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, wherever you're at. And we can set something up and see if it might be a good conversation to have. Look forward to talking to everybody, and thanks for listening in to Lending a Hand today. Remember to always be positive, and I know it's hard, but you have to train your brain to believe that the good will come from your situation, because it will. If you're alive, you can thrive. Talk to you later, everybody.